What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, we were talking about the new CEO of college football. We don't know who this individual is going to be, but it's funny. One of our listeners said, man, y'all sound old. Why y'all trying to limit the kids' money when coaches get paid whatever? Here's the difference. And we're not trying to limit anybody's money. The NFL has a salary cap. Nobody's limiting Josh Allen's money or Lamar's money. Nobody's limiting Brock Purdy's money. These guys are getting paid. College players will continue to get paid. But to make it fair and equitable, you have to have a cap, which is what college football wants, which is why this case is being heard to begin with. There's so many different elements. It has nothing to do with us limiting players. I've not once said, I think a quarterback should only get this. What I did say is, I believe there will be a scale. Because if you do that, you will limit a player's ability, like, again, Nico Iamaleava, to say, hey, I can go get $6 million somewhere else. When, in fact, if all of this is to scale, guys, then you know what? You go where you think is best for you.
The stability of the sport, and especially for college football fans. Now, again, as Carl, just to echo Carl Simmons, we always believe everybody make as much of a dollar and a cent in this world as you can. But you cannot basically sign on a line to go to a school and a year later put a gun to the school's head and demand more money. That can't happen.
Yep.
That's one of the things. Is when you get to the pros, you can do that. You can hold out. There's a million things you can do. But we're trying to, I mean, I'm not talking about amateurism because that's out the window, but we're trying to get college football back at least onto the rails where you get to watch the football and watch those same players. They all get make money. And we're not talking about just walk around money. Now we're talking six figures and seven figures.
Yeah. This isn't pizza money.
This is not pizza money. This is what I was talking about. I lobbied for years. So I'm with Carl. It's like, come on. You've got to have some degree. Now, the question will be, how do you manage your cap? If you want to give a guy $6 million to be your quarterback,
go be it.
Then go figure out how you're going to pay for your offensive line and your secondary.
That's it. And you know what the brilliance is? And this is why schools are hiring general managers. And we're going to talk about this at 4 about Kirby because he's not interested. But they're doing that because this NFL model is really about where you spend your money. You could have a great quarterback, but you could also be Shedeur Sanders and have the worst offensive line in college football and be sacked 60 times. I mean, like, that's the benefit of managing a cap and saying, how are we going to spend our money depending on the kids that we want to bring in? But by no stretch of the imagination, and I know, you know, he's joking in the sense of saying, you know, we sound like, Statler and Waller. We don't.
I just feel like you have to do something like this to make it fair and equitable. 404-726-0929. More on the college football situation coming up. More with Alex Anthopoulos, who was on the Steakhouse. Mike, that's interesting. These Braves fans, and who is this? This is Kevin. Kevin says, Dukes and Bell, Murph is superior defensively and has an OPS of over 800. They're not trading him.
No, they probably won't, and won't that be swell that we can watch a guy who's so unfrigging clutch? I mean, the numbers, you can manipulate the numbers all you want. I know, I get it. He walks a lot.
The defense OPS, means nothing to me.
The defense, yes, doesn't. And he's a great defensive catcher. He is a guy right now who does a good job. We're not debating what he is. We're talking about another guy doing an exemplary job who might not be as polished behind the plate defensively, but we're looking at a team that has really struggled mightily offensively. And last year, I mean, everybody wants to jump at the overall career of Sean Murphy. Last year, the guy batted 193.
What?
Yeah, he played in 72 games. He batted 193.
193.
Correct. And he's since come back after he heated up, he's cooled off again. This guy's career, he's a 233 hitter. I'm talking about a 300 hitter plus, okay? It's a makeup for losing Contreras. And so you guys want to obsess about this. Who's stealing all these bases you need him to defend? What are you guys talking about? I mean, well, if something happens to Drake, we won't have... Yes, there's risks involved in everything. We've said this 5,000 times. We're not saying cut your nose off to spite your face. If you can find a way to get him off the books, save some money, get some better pitching, whether it's starting or bullpen, so be it. Because Drake is the new news. This guy is never going to be what you guys are making him out to be on a consistent basis. And especially not in September and not when it matters most. Please, this guy's unclutch. You got two guys in Matt Olson and Sean Murphy who are the most unclutch. You can manipulate the numbers any way you want. They're just not clutch.
So, Kevin, here's my rebuttal to you. Since Murph is superior defensively, was that the reason why we had the best record and the most home runs and scored the most runs and had every statistical category? We led every statistical category two seasons ago, and we lost in the playoffs. Do you know why we lost in the playoffs? We didn't score. We didn't score enough. We didn't have enough of what Mike's talking about. It had nothing to do with having a superior defensive catcher. Zero. When you get in these big moments, you better have somebody with balls. We didn't have enough of that. In 21, guess what? We had big huevos.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't that year. That is fundamentally the difference, and that's why I'm telling you that doesn't matter to me as much as what I know works in the playoffs and what matters. You might steal a base in the playoffs, but it's far few in between. You know why? The pitching is superior. Pitchers control the playoff games. It's not a catcher who's throwing people out at bases and guys running on him. You have to be able to come up with big hits. Drake Baldwin has already shown me he is him.
Murph is betting 205 guys for the month. We got another guy who's betting at like a 450 clip. I mean, and again, if Major League Baseball figures him out, I understand the logic behind the Austin Riley
That's
argument.
Every player,
every
Mike.
Every player. Austin Riley got figured out to a degree. He had to readjust and came back, and now he's obviously a perennial rock star. All we're saying is you think Murph, you feel that Murph is so, the defenses that the coach just talked about, that trumps what Drake's doing at the plate for a team which can't score runs right now? Come on.
All right, man. More on this coming up. Appreciate it, though, Kev. Good stuff, man. We appreciate interacting with you.
And I don't want to give him away for nothing. I mean, I think there is still an intrinsic value for Murph. And it's but for a team that will never get to the level of pay which they really need to, and every dollar seems to be at a premium now, getting that off the books creates some space for some other players.
And by the way, when we acquired him, do you know when we acquired him what we had? Go back and look at our lineup. Go look at who was here. He didn't have to hit. He came in to do exactly what you're talking about. Now when he needs to hit, he's not living up to it. He didn't have to hit when he got here. 404-726-0929. All right, we got more to get to. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mike, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And I don't want any Falcons participating. Sorry, not sorry. Mm-hmm. This thing where the owners are going to okay guys from the NFL playing in the 2028 Olympics for flag football, count my guys out. I don't want Bijan playing.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about this last week when we were on vacay. Okay, do you really give a crap about the 3-on-3 Olympic basketball?
No.
Again, if you want to get some older NBA players and not Jimmer Fredette and those other guys that were a bunch of bums, do you really care if Slovenia or Brazil wins 3-on-3 flag football?
I do not.
Or whatever this flag football is going to look like? I'm with Carl. You're telling me you would want any of your wide receivers, whether they're a big money guy or a guy on a rookie deal? I don't want those guys in this. I don't want any extra wear and tear. I know you can't put them in bubble wrap. They got to live their lives. But I got to be honest with this. This is a sport. It's great to get the rest of the world involved. It's great to promote, especially for women's sports. And there's high school flag football now, and it's really growing exponentially. But to have our best athletes playing this in the Olympics, no way, Jose.
Oh, look, my daughter participated in the first year of flag football in the state of Georgia, and it was great. We traveled around. It was the fan bases. It was fun. But at the end of the day, to Mike's point, 24 of the 32 team owners have to approve this. They will, because they believe it's going to promote the league and it's good for the league and they want to give guys an opportunity. All I'm saying is you're cool with it right now until Bijan, God forbid, blows a knee. Drake's out there clowning around and he's out for the season. You won't like it one bit. So I don't care who else plays from whatever team, but I just don't want my guys participating in this. And you could even say, like, oh, what if Michael Penix wants to play? I don't want him playing either.
Two knees? No way. Again, no way, Jose. Like, you can get hurt doing anything. You know, the NBA, we just saw what happened with Jason Tatum. You know, it's a non-contact injury. There's enough ways for these guys to jam things up. These are the greatest athletes that are amazing. The torque, Carl, they put on the extremities. I don't need any extra wear and tear on my dudes. Now, again, if you're Jerry Jones, yeah, I want to have the Cowboys in the Olympics. Knock yourself out,
go
Jerry.
Go for it. Yeah, I totally agree. Meanwhile, the reseeding thing is another thing that the owners are looking at. We're kind of waiting and seeing. This may not come out until tomorrow, but, Mike, the reseeding would start at round two. But this home field advantage, that's the issue that we talked about, and this is what the owners are trying to contemplate, guys. You can reseed, but are you telling me that the division winners are not going to get a home game?
That's what I said yesterday. Let's reseed after you get, you know, winning your division should be rewarded with at least one home game, right? And that to me is fair. Then you can move on to, okay, we'll reseed, and then the team that's got 8 wins or 9 wins goes up and they play on the road against a team with 10 or 11 wins or so. So be it. But I still think, because then you start to marginalize the importance of those divisional games, right?
I agree. Yeah.
Those 6 games against your divisional opponent supposed to mean something. So, I mean, and then otherwise you're just going to have like baseball without divisions, like football without divisions. I don't want that either. Or do you want that?
No, look, allegedly under this current plan that they're looking at, if you reseed in the second round, the basic thing is this, just as how you have to look at it. Team with the best record would play the team with the worst record. Team with the second best record would play the team with the second worst record. And that's how this thing would work. And it's interesting, Mike, because, you know, they went back and looked at what it would look like last year if this would have happened, like, after the wild card round. And the funny thing is, remember, the Lions ran into a buzzsaw, right? I mean, the Lions were like, oh, and that was a crazy game. But the Lions, under this new rule, would have hosted the Rams, and the Eagles would have hosted the Commanders if it was the new rule. Last year, it was different. Remember, the Commanders go to the Lions, Rams go to Eagles. We know how that played out.
I'm just saying, you know, if it, like the Detroit Lions have sort of shot them 1 year, 2 years ago, shot themselves in the foot because of coaching strategy, and to sit there and kind of now we have to reinvent the playoff wheel because you guys can't move on. I'm just saying, let's see the forest for the trees. I think we got a good system. I do think the division still has to mean something. The division game is supposed to mean more. So, yeah, one, you want to reseed after you have one. Give me my division winner, you automatic home game, then we reseed. That's, to me, is like a nice split of the baby.
Yeah.
Because Goodell wants this, just like he wants to kill the Tush Push. They're saying Goodell wants this. And if he wants it, he gets it.
Well, he's got to get the other owners to vote, but
24,
I agree with
need
you.
24 owners on
yes,
board.
Yes, but I think this is probably going to happen as well. And we'll see, man. I mean, like, again, I just – and by the way, here's the other side of this. If you're going, all right, what does it mean for the divisions? The league, Goodell, believes that week 17 and 18 become more valuable now because teams have to play for seeding rather than we've won our division and guess what? I can sit my guys and we can rest and the games aren't compelling in week 17 and 18. That is why he wants to push for this. I think there's something to that. But I also don't like the idea that if we bust our tail and win this division, like I hope we will this year, that we don't get a home game. That's the one thing you're going to get. Winning the NFC is very hard. And guys, even in the years we did win the NFC.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We had home games, and we didn't always go to the Super Bowl. So,
right. I mean, the year we lost to the Packers, that was the first-round bye. We lost to Aaron Rodgers. That was the pick before and after halftime. Remember that one? That was the one where Aaron Rodgers beat us, and then the next year we got Julio. 2012, we had the number one seed. 49ers came here, beat us in the NFC Championship.
It's hard to be the number one overall seed. That's great if you get it. But to say you win your division and you don't get a home game, I think the reseeding will start in the second round.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.